NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com. Out of print.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek, an unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Welcome back to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, in our epic, thrilling conclusion to Star Wars Leviathan, we find our players face-to-face with the Xenomorph threat on a derelict Star Destroyer, which is in significant trouble.
Creepy music.
Like I said, in a galaxy far, far away, no one can hear you scream. But we start off with our first terrible warrior. That would be useful.
Oh, right,
you can totally hear sounds in space in Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah, that's true. I am Steve Snowball Sailor.
And you are playing?
I am playing the human bounty hunter, Arborn Zell.
And then we have?
Erica Sabo. I'm playing Rivik Zarbo, smuggler explorer.
I'm Julian Evendor, and I'm playing A92, an assassin droid from the past.
I am Justin, son of Cock, and I am playing the very scared, soon-to-be-dead Craster Marl, who has done a really good job, I think, of really, you know, carrying this team through the last three episodes. Don't listen to the other three episodes. Just start here.
Absolutely.
And trust me, this guy, I mean,
he's been rolling great. Now, he's been rolling ones the entire time, which
team,
is amazing.
What do we all have in common right now? We're all about to die.
We're all terrible.
Both really, probably through chest bursting and most likely in my case, dissolving. So set the scene for us, Mike.
When we last left our terrible warriors, Justin had just been pounced upon by Rancor infested xenomorph warrior drone. And Steve had just fired his blaster rifle at the creature.
All three of them had shot. Yeah, yeah, I parried out of the way.
Yep, you got out of the way just in time. However, as the alien was hit by the laser and blaster bolts, it exploded, resulting in a massive acid splash.
Oh no, you guys.
To which we are now about to roll damage for Justin.
Oh, God.
All right.
Roll for great Justin.
I don't think you want me to. All right, so you must roll your strength to resist the acid damage of the Rancor-infected Xenomorph.
Everybody? Or just Justin?
Just Justin, because he's the closest one.
I'm the one who's being
eaten alive by a baby Rancor.
Yay.
By its acid.
What am I rolling?
You're rolling strength to resist damage, so do not forget to factor in your armor.
Damage. Okay. So factor in my armor. The Stormtrooper armor has 2D versus
physical.
So do I add those two dice then to my strength?
Yes.
Woo, that's pretty sweet, you guys. That's awesome. That's so good. All right.
Yes.
The lucky red die will be my wild die this time because other one has not really been working out for me. Here we go.
It happens in every game.
This is Craster's last roll before he dies. Just saying this. Hey, look at that. The wild die was a 6. That's kind of cool. So I'll roll that again. And that's a 3. So that's a 9, 10, 19, 22, 25.
All right. You take several steps backwards and completely avoid the acid splash from the destroyed Xenomorph.
See, I told you. I've been carrying this team the whole time.
Yeah.
All right.
Just retconning his whole history.
Yeah.
All right. You hear more pounding of metal.
Now, I guess the ground in front of me is all like...
Yeah, you see it eating right through the deck plate. Now
we got our way out through the hull.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we use the blood to burst through the duritanium steel so you can get outside and do your exoscursion?
Genius.
So it is eating through the deck plate, which it is going through to the next floor.
Oh, no, wait. What's underneath us? The reactor room.
Oh.
And about the mad room. Yeah, and about 300 aliens.
Well, I guess we know where we're going next, guys.
Oh, boy.
No way else but down.
Well, so what's below us? What's directly below
Twix,
us?
You first.
Directly below you is yet another hallway. It is cocooned like the other ones, but you do not see any xenomorphs down there.
Okay, Twix is going to go first.
All right, then. So Twix drops down. He puts back his, like, scout trooper helmet
Twix,
on.
Twix, for those joining, is a TK-2600 clone trooper who has been guarding the scientists. And I called him Twix, and he's now been sent to his death.
All right, so Twix lowers himself down. He has only his little scout trooper blaster. He's like, I don't got many shots, but I'll make him count. So he drops down. He has a flashlight, starts looking back and forth. He drops down to the deck plate. Looks left, looks right.
Seems clear. Eaten up by a Rancor. Sorry.
Seems clear.
All right. Who's next? Assassin droid.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Flamethrowers, go.
Yep. I'll drop down after that.
Bounty hunter, go.
I need a helmet. I need a helmet back.
Hey, who wants to give the lucky smuggler a helmet? Oh, is there any like dead trooper helmets?
Not in the room you just came out of.
All right, but there's like 8 other troopers in here, right?
Yep.
And they've all got helmets.
Yeah, they're not giving them up. They're like, just in case we destroy one of these creatures.
Well, my helmet's been all cracked and damaged now, right?
Yeah, you've got a crack going down the middle. It's still functional.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but you have an environmental suit on, don't you?
Yeah, but that helmet melted that when
we bashed that helmet. That's right.
Hey, has anyone tried putting on Jano?
I don't want my face.
We tried. We tried talking to him just a few minutes ago, and all we got was blaster fire coming down the comms channel.
Well, that was
no
a while
was answering.
Ago, actually, at this point, I wonder if he's
all right.
He's doing
so, hey, Jano, hey, Jano, you there?
You hear something stirring on the other line? He's like, yeah.
Oh,
hey, Jano,
buddy.
Hello.
So you've probably been busy.
Yeah, let's just say I'm at a blaster clip and I'm now hiding inside the ship.
That's good. We need you to turn on the emergency system in the hangar so that we can get to you. Because we
are
cut off.
Do you know
what
it looks like?
Hey, Tom, what does it look like?
He's like, it's a big switch.
Big switch.
There'll be 3 primary power couplings.
3 primary couplings.
And you flip those.
And you flip those. I mean, it's simple. It's simple, Janos. It's simple.
Janos is like, let me go take a look.
For freedom.
When did you become the Fonz all of a sudden of the group?
Well, I was originally, this is out of character, going to play Craster as a really cool, badass fugitive fighter, but he's not. So I've had to change his character around just a bit.
Yeah.
And I much prefer this kind of passive aggressiveness.
So let's just, I tell Janos to just keep talking to us over the comm as he's
keep
going
your lines
so we
open.
Can monitor.
Yeah. Let us know what you're doing. You think you're a surgeon, you're going through the operation here. We need to know all the steps.
Janos, so here's what you would see. So, cinematic. Janos creeps out of the ship. He's looking left, he's looking right. The lights are still flickering on and off. Now the white light is gone. Now it's just this pulsing red.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
nice.
He seems to be alone. But he hears something in the under. Yeah, basically, he hears something. Let's see how Janos rolls. He knows there's something in the room, but he doesn't quite know where. Uh-oh. So he's like, can you tell me what side of the room these power couplings are on?
Hey, Tom, what side of the room are these power couplings on?
Tom says he thinks they're near the back near one of the emergency airlocks.
He thinks they're near the back near one of the emergency airlocks.
All right, so Jano starts making
his
way.
Can we get confirmation from some of the other stormtroopers as well? Hey. Let's just make sure there's consensus.
Stormtroopers
Twix,
all...
can you verify? I yell down.
He nods.
He's getting kind of nervous down there.
Yeah.
But... You know,
he's like,
hang on, Twix. We'll be with you in a second.
We're yeah, you can see TK is like, we better keep moving.
Okay. Well, but, Assassin, you're heading down now.
We need to make a decision. We need to make a quick decision right now. Do we want to start moving towards the hangar? We know Janos is alive.
To head towards the hangar is to head towards the reactor.
Okay, then let's
so
go.
So it's in the same direction.
All right, on our
so
way.
So we can be talking to Janos as we're fighting Xenos.
Janos is like, I found the power couplings. But
this is,
them,
by the way, why the Empire hates aliens.
Yeah.
He's looking at them, goes...
You know, very valid.
I got good news and I got bad news.
Okay.
Okay.
I found 2 out of 3.
And the third?
I shot.
Oh, that's really... You know, Janos, just... That's great. You're just... That's...
Okay, so...
You're going to get a great performance evaluation. Just saying.
Tom, what do we do now?
He's like... If you can restore power to the hangar, you won't even need the the backup power couplings. Now, as far as I know, if someone can call up a schematic of this thing, I can tell you what's damaged between here and there.
And?
Well, I downloaded the whole computer, so.
Okay, so you scan
you must
through.
You have, like, an R2-D2 hollow projector.
No, but I can.
Come on. What kind of a robot are you?
One made to kill?
Okay, so. Ooh, I can now look at you. Okay, so what happens is you start scanning through the most recent data. There is likely not a damaged power conduit directly between the hangar and the reactor core. There's probably some damaged things in there, but not a whole lot. Basically, primary systems are probably working. Backups are not. So that's why, even if you could get the power coupling going, there's no guarantee it's going to work. But main power would. You just have to restore it.
And that's through the lab?
Yeah, you have to go through the med lab into the reactor core and reinitialize the entire system, which would restore power to the entire Star Destroyer to the sections that are not damaged.
That's our only hope.
Great. Kind of sounds like a suicide mission, but, I mean, what else are we going to do? So
let's do it.
We don't have much
press
choice.
All right, everyone stick together, though, because we're going to deal much more damage if we're in a pack of groups watching each other's backs.
And people stand behind me because I have the flamethrower.
These things are sneaking up on us, so we walk back to back. So someone's looking behind us as we're walking forward.
Here's the one I'm thinking. Basically, the assassin droid up front, I'm kind of right there. The pilot is in the middle, and then you take up the rear.
And the 8 troopers are coming with us, too. They're not staying behind in those barracks.
Everyone is coming.
Yeah.
Everyone comes together because they're the ones who are going to die before us. Shh, don't let them know.
So you basically all form around each other in a circle. You've all got all areas covered. You start making your way down the hallway. Once again, you start seeing more cocoon stuff on the walls.
Love what they've done with the place.
Now you start seeing bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Great decorator.
You see shattered stormtrooper armor, some of them with actual chest bursters.
Yay.
So the armor can be punched through from the inside.
That's a good thing to know.
You also see several bodies of more aliens. You recognize a Twi'lek, which is the people with the head tails.
Yep. I'm just picturing now like an alien with pigtails.
Think of the Pred alien. You also start seeing more Wookiee bodies all along the hallway, and you're also seeing a lot more of just regular scientists and
researchers. I shed a tear for my Wookiee brethren.
So as you start making your way down the corridor, you come to a branching hallway. Left and right. Which way do you go?
Oh my God. Schematic, man. You got the schematics in your brain.
What's to the left? What's to my right?
To the right is the armory. To the left does lead down an access hallway, which leads to maintenance, which does lead down the area. But you have to cross through the freshwater recycling area.
I say armory.
Yeah, I say we go to the armory. I mean, that's... probably
nothing like picking up a few extra frag grenades. Those things actually do help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's go over to the armory.
Some incendiary stuff. Certainly if we can get any things that have fire.
All right. So you guys make your way down towards the armory. Once again, tons of the resin are on the door. It's going to take you a minute to cut through it.
That sounds...
Son of a bitch.
All right. I get one of the 8 troopers to start cutting.
All right, so he takes out a vibro knife and starts cutting. He's like, watch my back. It's going to take me at least a couple minutes.
Watching his back. So I guess I'm searching around.
I'm going to investigate the area, too.
Well, I mean, I'm keeping an eye out, and I'm watching his back.
As you start looking around the area, you do find the living areas for some of the troopers, basically ones who are stationed in security, have to live very close to the armory, basically the arms master.
Any drinks?
Yes, actually. You do find one of the lounges.
Oh, that's great. I grab a can of something delicious, and I just put that in my utility belt.
You grab a can of Lum, which is their equivalent of beer.
That's amazing. Guys, finally, this is why I came along.
Drink.
Finally got it.
It better be worth the cost.
Your mission is complete.
Many people have died. Many.
Roll perception.
Absolutely. Well,
that's always good.
That's what I did before.
Just him or all of us?
Yes, just Justin.
Okay.
Ba-da-da-da. Oh, hey.
I did roll a 23 investigation. I don't know if that sort of reveals anything.
Hold on. Let me deal with Justin first.
A 15.
All right. You are taken by surprise. You are grabbed by the feet.
Chilling on that drink.
Something punches through a grate right below you and starts pulling you down.
So do I have a chance to
Yep. Down?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So, there
you
we go.
You do not have time to pull your light repeating, but you could probably pull your blaster rifle.
I have my blaster unholstered. Yeah. I mean, I was scanning the room. I even mentioned that, I think.
Yep, no problem.
Here we go. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, I get to do four. Oh, the lucky red will be the wild die. Oh, this is also my specialty rifle. So that give me an extra die?
Yes.
Yeah.
But not damage.
Sorry, not to interrupt, but we are recording, right?
Oh, yeah, we're recording. Okay, right. I haven't. Are we recording?
I'm just.
Oh, my God.
I just couldn't see the screen.
It's definitely.
Okay.
It's definitely counting up and down.
All right, good.
It's all right. Just relax. That was at the 14-minute mark, if
yes,
you want to edit that out.
14:39.
Oh, my God. Where did the red die go?
Right there. That's a 4.
Oh, it's a 4. That was a 6.
That's 4 is not a 1, so.
That's true.
8, 10, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Good, you can count.
You definitely hit it. Now let's see how much damage you do to it. Well, you once again, you shoot it right in the head. You basically shoot it right in it. It's double jaws. Blaster bolt comes out
Eat
the
it.
Back of his head.
That's what I say as he's grabbing my feet.
And the acid goes the other way.
That's right, it did.
So it falls down through the grate.
Because I'm an excellent marksman, as we all know.
You hear more screeches coming behind it as it was not alone.
Guys. All right, I back out. And I head back to the door where the stormtroopers are, and I let them know they're coming this way.
All right, the trooper tells you the door will be open in about 30, 40 seconds.
That's
3 rounds.
Buddy, start cutting a little faster.
He starts cutting a little faster.
And there's a can of lum in it for you if you get us in there real quickly.
All right, so here's how I'm going to do next roll. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Why?
He's doing Russian roulette with us. Two.
Steve.
Bounty hunter.
Yes.
You feel something grab you from above.
Fuck.
We're scanning the room.
Yeah. Like, I had a really good 23 investigation just earlier. We did say that.
Yeah, but investigation is different from search.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Plus, how did you beat a 32?
Oh, good point.
Yeah. These aliens have retardedly high stats.
All right. Okay.
However, the one that is attacking you is not a Rancor bred version. It's just a Wookiee one.
Oh, it's kind of
a Ewok. Okay, I want. Okay, am I? Ooh, how am I grabbed? From behind, okay, above?
From above?
Yeah.
What happens is something grabs onto your armor, and you feel claws come through it. But it
Ouch.
Doesn't pierce you.
Okay.
Basically, it's enough to grab you, like, by this.
Yeah.
And that's
wrist
what would happen.
Lasers.
Yes.
Up.
By this, it's grabbing him by the scruff like a cat being grabbed by the backy flesh because Mike once again did a visual that doesn't work for audio.
All right, Steve, you don't even have to roll to hit, just roll damage.
Sweet.
Now watch
Jesus.
Out because you are going to get peppered with acid spray. A nice morning acid mist.
Oh, but you're in your bounty hunter suit.
Yeah, I'm wearing which is still vacuum sealed. I'm just letting you know. So.
And you might,
well, let's hope it doesn't crack the seals.
Yeah.
We got 18.
All right.
Damage.
You kill it.
Yeah, boy.
Right in the head.
Boy.
Once again, it explodes in a fine acid mist.
I kind of want to picture it basically. I kind of punch up, and the laser just goes, like, just shoots off right into his head.
Can he do a melee parry?
That's what happens.
Sweet.
Now roll
parry?
5D to resist acid damage.
I was going
to
say, could he do a parry to roll
he did
out of
not,
the way?
He did
he
not declare an extra move.
But could he have?
Yes.
All right, I'm how just thinking, because this
what?
Is probably going to come up again.
Wait. What do you mean, an extra move?
If you declare how many actions you're going to take before each action, you can do multiple ones in a round, and just you lose one die off each action subsequent to it.
Oh.
That's how, like, previous rounds I was able to shoot two guys.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So basically, if we know that they're going to explode into acid every time we kill them, we can say, by the way, right after I attack, I'm going to take an extra dodge.
Oh.
You'll take a minus to that dodge roll.
But better than getting an acid.
It's better than just standing there and doing resistance.
So I can't get that at this right now.
Not at this current time.
Okay, fine. Okay. So 5D to this was standard?
No, you need to roll your strength plus your armor.
Okay. That is 3D plus... No, so it is 5D.
You're resisting 16.
Okay, come on, dice. Don't fail me now.
Okay, so that's...
That's 15 you just rolled.
Yeah, 15.
So you can choose to add a die. You can spend...
Yeah, I'm going to spend a character point and add an extra die. So I can really get that.
So you beat it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So the acid does land on you, and surprisingly, it doesn't eat through the armor. You can see it sizzling. You got lucky because it wasn't a concentrated blast. You got more glancing.
All right. Key point.
All right.
Make sure I dodge. I say I'm going to dodge right after I shoot.
All right. Okay. So the trooper cuts to the door. The door flies open. The armory is now open to you.
Everybody in. And then close the door.
And then weld it shut. Weld it shut.
Well, no, we do have to leave the.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, so. I
know. Okay. Don't listen to the pilot.
So let's
see. This
I'm going
is
crazy.
Why, this is why your ship's a piece of crap.
Hey! No.
One stormtrooper on the doors
weren't working when I crashed into that plant.
Notice they weren't working for you.
So as you guys dash into the room, you see two of the troopers get immediately sucked out by these creatures. You see another one gets pounced on. He's trying to fight him off. He's struggling.
I want to shoot at some of these things to save these red shirts.
All right.
Yeah, I'll shoot as well.
Yeah, all come right, on. Like, we kind of need them for extra hit
we
points.
We do need them.
All right.
Oh, meat shield.
So, meat blasters shield. Then? Or yeah. what are we doing?
It's a blaster roll.
Okay. Oh, that's a very good roll. 2 sixes and a 5.
20.
Two. All right. Ten. You all hit.
Sweet.
17. 22.
17.
Roll me your damages.
Oh. Right.
Sweet. That's 40. These ones appear to be probably from a humanoid. They appear less armored and more sleek.
Cool. 15.
All right.
16.
12.
All right.
23.
You hit the aliens, and you manage to knock them back
24.
Off of the stormtroopers. However, the one that got pounced, who's currently getting claws, you don't unfortunately get a chance to save him. What happens is the alien reaches up, grabs the trooper right by the scruff of the neck, double jaws right through his face mask.
Oh, I never even learned his TK designation.
So the other troopers that had the aliens on them scramble back through the door, firing wildly. The door slams shut.
The guy was that trooper was 3 days away from retirement.
That's right. No. He was definitely too old for this shit.
Man.
Once again, you start hearing vicious pounding on the door.
Okay, great.
Let's do a quick search around the room.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yep.
You so, find...
Search or investigation?
Search.
Do-do-do-do-do.
I don't have a search.
Eight. It's perception.
Just perception.
Okay.
Oh, hey, wild die. Hey, and it was a 5 on the wild die.
15.
You find light repeating blasters, blaster rifles, blaster pistols, ammo packs,
yeah,
grenades, everything.
I got a
helmets?
17.
Yep, you do find replacement armor.
Are there any incendiary grenades in here?
Yes.
Yeah.
There is even a grenade launcher.
I'm taking a grenade launcher because I have a specialization in missiles.
So are there EV suits?
Not in this room, but there are fresh stormtrooper uniforms.
All right, well, I at least replaced my cracked helmet because it was kind of taking some beatings, but I guess I'm not going out into space with you guys anytime soon. I definitely want incendiary grenades. I got to get some frag grenades, which I actually never had for some reason. And, any other kind of, like, top up of my ammo.
Yep.
I mean, like, hell, you tell me. I don't know Star Wars too much. What kind of... I mean, I got my belt and trooper armor now that can basically hold on to whatever I can put onto it. Mm-hmm. Do I want a rocket launcher? I don't even know if there
I'm
are
I'm taking
any
the grenade. Do you have missile skills? Because I have 5 dice in missiles alone.
I have explosive skills.
That's different from
missiles.
Yeah,
that's totally
different.
You could
take demolition charges, which there are some.
Yeah.
Wait, can we use how strong are the demo charges?
They would blow the door, but not through the hull.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You really want to go out in the hull.
It means you could blow open doors, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you could probably chain them if someone has the demolition skill.
How many? I have demolition.
Yeah, I have demolition as well.
How many grenade launcher shots to the hull would it take to breach? 8, 10?
About 12.
12?
Well, you have 8 shots.
And how many grenades are in here?
Probably about 20.
Do we have an E-Web in here?
Yes.
Hey.
Right at the back of the room is an E-Web. The charge is about half.
So that's going to take about 2-3 people to run?
It takes 1 to monitor the power and 1 to fire it.
Okay, well, we got other troopers with us. So
set that up at the door or something.
One of those 6 is going to carry them around. So if we find ourselves at a choke point again, like that we were just in, they can set up something to lay down extra cover fire.
All right. The One of the scout troopers picks up the power generator. One of the other troopers grabs the gun.
Great.
TK starts directing them.
Twix,
and he's like, "Well, if we're gonna make a run for it, we better do it now."
Great. So, how many grenades are you gonna let me have so I can write these down?
Divide 20 amongst all of you.
So here's the thing: we can break through the hull with this number of grenades.
Yeah, but I'd like to have some stuff that I can throw behind me to slow them down when they're chasing me, because I'm not going into space like you.
Right.
But even if you blow through the hull, you still need to get back in.
Yeah.
You can get out, but you can't get back in.
You can get back into the hangar, right?
Force field.
Just blow through the...
Character scale weapons?
Walk through it.
Yeah, that's true with character scale weapons. Well, okay, I've got my grenade launcher, so I'm going to take a whole bunch of grenades.
That force field in the hangar bay, is it a force field or is it just like an airlock force field?
It's both.
Like,
it's
things also... are like walking through it all the time.
Yeah, but they drop it whenever a ship comes through.
Come on. All right, fine. I didn't know that. I thought you could just walk into the hangar. Like, it was the only thing it was holding in was the air.
So I'll take 10 grenades and you can divide the rest up amongst yourselves.
Miss Hoggy Ann.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm taking 5 because I at least, you know, I'm a soldier.
So great. That's now 5 for the rest of us. Thanks.
Still a lot of grades.
Asshole.
Talk to your robot friend over there.
Yeah.
So
it's his fault that you took 5.
So how many? Sorry, we got frag grenades and incendiary grenades.
Yes.
Right. 20 of each, or just 20?
20 total.
Okay. So yeah. Right, so I'm assuming they're. I took 5 of 5, I guess.
5 and 5. I'll take. I definitely want the incendiary more. I'll take 3 of those, if you don't mind.
I'll take 2 of the frags, I guess.
Incendiary.
I'll be nice and not take so much.
How many are there
left? I'll pick up at least one frag. Oh, so
I
how many
would like to take 3?
I think there's, 3 left.
Okay, cool.
Da-da-da-da. You found some grenades.
And everyone stock up on ammo for your blasters.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's a given.
Yeah, I've already got that. And I've got the repeater.
Should we grab a few med packs? There's probably some in there.
We got I've never used my med packs. I've got 2 on me still. I've got I still have the thermal detonator that I'll never use. I've got the 2 troopers there carrying the E-Web, which is going to be really great, you guys. It's going to be so awesome. And, mines?
We're charging into their territory. We don't really
They're chasing us, too.
But, like, if a mine, they're too unpredictable.
Like a frisbee.
That's just throw grenades.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I'm just looking for more things to explode.
No, and we can't care. Like, we're not carrying satchels or, like, we don't have
mule. Any little spider drones?
No.
Oh, come on. All right, fine. I just want a little pet.
So are you?
Speaking of which, actually, have we seen any droids deactivated around here?
You haven't seen. You've only seen bits and pieces of them. Okay. You've never seen something full.
I'd like to smash them up, as you should.
So, are you guys getting ready to blow open the door?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, you guys open
demolition
the door.
Charge.
All right, you guys set the charge, and I'm not even going to bother letting you roll for it. Set it. Boom! The doors blow outwards. The aliens, you take out the first probably 10 or 15. Basically, they're cut down by shrapnel. The E-Web starts spinning up. Just blaster fire just lacing down the hall. You can just hear screeches and screams as these things start getting blown right apart.
Fuck yeah.
However, it's now starting to melt through the hull that way.
Yeah.
You are definitely not going down that hallway again. After about a minute or two, they stop. You see one just kind of sit there, just sort of stop, look. Cock its head, ducks up into an air vent. They've stopped for now.
Okay, so is there a back door to the armory?
There is you can't go back the way you came, but you can go to the right, which does lead through the fresh water tank.
And we can go down.
And you can go down.
Let's consult my internal brain map.
We want to head down to get to the hangar. The hangar is below us.
So then why don't we drop down?
Right.
Is there, I'm assuming there's a path down there that we can take?
Okay. You go, all right, you guys go down.
Sorry, just a quick like, question.
Yes.
How much range is the thermal remote that
detonator? I put it next to the reactor in that area, so if it blows up, it will take out the whole ship.
Well, no, that's what I'm wondering. Like, I'm wondering, like, to get, once we, if we do get out of this alive... We're flying in space.
But explosions in space. It'll go, right? Like, there's no concussive force outside of the...
Okay.
It's space.
Yeah,
it's a vacuum.
Once we're out of the
this destroyer into our shuttle, which, by the way, cannot hold how many stormtroopers we have, I don't think. So some of them are going to have to die, or they're being left behind.
Or take some of the TIE fighters.
Yeah, I guess they could take the TIE fighters. Yeah, we shoot them down.
Yeah.
So they, but I mean, in terms of the range of the thermal detonator, I mean, this thing's like, what, like half a kilometer of a little mini nuke?
No, they're really intense nuclear reactions, but they're really small.
Oh, they're really small.
So it's 10, it's only 10 meters.
But it will.
But it's the equivalent of, like you said, a mini nuke.
But inside the Star Destroyer, the concussive force will go right to the side of the hull. And
it'll ripple,
next to the reactor, it'll blow the whole ship.
Yeah.
Yay! And then kill all the.
So you guys gonna drop down through the acid damage floor?
Yeah, let's send. We'll send 2600 down first.
Though. Twix, you're first.
All right, Twix drops down. You are in the garbage part of the ship. Basically, it's this huge
trash compactor monster.
Kind of like that. It looks like a huge sewer. You're basically knee deep.
I hope they didn't splice it with the trash compactor monster.
You're knee deep in God knows what.
All right.
But there is a door at the other end.
Let's do it.
All right, so you guys all drop
like
down.
Shit.
You guys start walking towards the door. The door is obviously magnetically sealed.
All right, let's set a charge.
Don't shoot it.
Yeah. All right, you set a charge. This time you're actually going to have to roll demolitions.
Sure.
Can I, can I like look over your shoulder and do backseat demo?
Please do. All right, so that's not bad. That's a 5, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You are successful.
7.
All right, so you set the charge. You guys back up about 30 feet.
You suck.
Blow the door. The door blows mostly off, but you're going to have to squeeze past it. So you can only pass through the door one at a time.
Okay, stormtroopers first.
Yep, send the stormtroopers through.
All right, so the stormtroopers start going through the door.
The E-Web's
going
to get through, right?
You're not sure.
Oh, come on.
You might be able
on.
To lift it up and over, but it's going to take a couple minutes.
Or you can lay another charge.
Yeah, or you can lay another charge.
All right, roll me demolitions again.
Time.
Yep.
Da 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 da. Okay, 8 and 6. 14.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 13.
All right, so you guys both roll another charge, and then boom, you blow open the door. The E-Web can get through.
Yeah, I want that E-Web.
All right, so you guys start going down yet another hallway.
I want to take it home with me.
The cocoon down here is super thick. You can't even see the Star Destroyer walls anymore. It's just resin. So you guys continue walking down the hallway. There
you
are more and more doors.
What I liked about the Imperial ships was just how clean they kept them.
Yeah.
This is really kind of getting to me. That shiny polish on the floor was always just like, this is great.
Now it's like,
no.
Yeah. All right, so you guys continue
this
to walk.
Doesn't feel like home.
You guys are now
getting all homesick. Yeah,
your internal basically map tells you you're likely above the research labs.
Really
you're probably
we
in the
GPS
upper part
with us.
Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah.
You are in the upper part of
in
the research
meters,
labs.
I'm just
saying we can hear like an internal like monitor in his
follow the yellow brick droid.
So you guys
follow the yellow brick droid.
We're above the research lab.
Okay, do we really need this research lab? Can we, no?
If you want to power up, you need to get to the reactor core. That will turn everything on. But that also means you can turn on the automated defenses.
That's right.
Yeah, but do we need anything in the lab?
There's all that weapons data. The Rebellion might need it. I don't know. This is not the only research ship of its kind, but this is the most advanced.
I don't know, guys. What do you think?
I don't think it's worth it. Let's just keep going to the core.
Yeah,
we'll just
I
be
think
wasting
so.
Time.
That room, remember how full that room was?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to sacrifice something like that. Okay. Yeah, let's
Well, could we send a scout trooper out?
No, remember, draw
I
the
beast
attention.
Riding as a skill.
And then we'll lose one more person that way.
Yeah, let's just keep going to the reactor.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I figured.
All right, so you guys continue along this hallway. You guesstimate you're probably above the reactor, judging by the heavy security doors. It's a three-layer reactor, one on each floor.
The big sign says reactor.
Yeah. So the top elevator is open.
All right.
And it appears to be active.
Let's all step in. And we're all getting into an elevator.
You guys will not all fit.
Okay,
probably only about 7 or 8 of you could probably make it in.
Wait, can we send the stormtroopers down first? You know,
can we communicate with them via comm?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's send them first.
Let's send them first, you know.
Okay.
They're the red shirts for the group.
So,
well, I mean, they're not completely expendable. Wait, we kind of want them to get to the hangar so they can shoot with us. But,
and here's the other question is, do we want to send all of them in one go, or do we want to split into two, wait, like, because they're not PCs. If something happens, then we're all fucked up.
We'll keep
here.
The E-Web guys with us.
Yeah.
And Twix.
So how many were left? Because there were 10, but a few of them got killed by the armory.
You've lost two so far.
We've lost two.
We have eight guys.
We got eight left. Well, no, we have seven troopers because one of them is Tom, the researcher.
Let's send Tom down by himself.
That'll teach him.
because he can tell us what's down there.
Well, we send Twix.
Yeah, we send Twix with
him
Tom.
And Twix, yeah.
No, do we really want to send the main research guy, the one that knows all about this?
Well,
just in case we need him. I'd say send down a trooper along with Twix, just because we're heading into now, we're probably going to fight eventually soon.
Four of us plus only three more. So if there's like eight of them. I'm just doing the math. So we got to send at least five down first so that the rest of us can fit. So five. So Twix and four get down, lay a perimeter, and then we're going to follow immediately. We'll have the E-Web already set up in the elevator when it lands, and Tom will be with us.
Sounds
so
good.
Five first. They go down. They keep their comm lines open the whole time so we know what's going on. And they just lay down whatever fire they need to, and we'll be right behind them.
Yep, let's do this.
All right.
And if they're squeamish about that, I have command skills.
All right, so the troopers all kind of look at each other. You can't see their expressions through their helmets.
But I can read their body language.
They're scared. They're definitely there.
Of course they are.
Well, these guys probably aren't the clone troopers.
No, they're human recruits, just like I was.
They're human recruits. They're like, I didn't sign up for this.
No, you didn't sign up for this. You signed up to serve the Empire.
So they get in. They're like, let's do it. So they get in. They land at the bottom of the elevator.
I want to give them a pep speech. Oh, well, they're gone.
Like, it's quiet.
Pep speech.
We don't see anything. There's still a lot of that.
Okay, that's great. Now just send the elevator back up.
All right. They're like, okay, we got the perimeter secure. So they send the elevator back up. You guys step in.
All right. Ready the E-Web?
Yeah.
Ready that.
So they set up the big tripod-mounted E-Web.
What's the battery percentage on that thing?
Got about 25% left.
Wow, they're really cutting through that. That thing doesn't last long.
Let's send it down.
All right, so you guys send it down. The troopers and all you get out.
What awaits us?
This huge room filled with scaffolding and like pipes everywhere. A lot of steam coming off of stuff.
Would have made for a really great lightsaber battle.
The reactor core is at the far end of the room. You do have to pass through two security gates, which Tom has the access codes to.
Yep.
So you guys and Tom start walking towards the.
I really feel like
the reactor core.
Anne should be holding on to the
security
key.
Yeah,
I mean, he kind of is holding on to every other bit of secret we have. I mean,
so you guys walk through
that's
the
not
first.
Not dangerous at all.
Through the first.
If he ever wants to turn on
security
us.
Gate.
Never do that. I mean, for survival, turning on you guys would be a really bad idea.
Well, today.
Tom stops dead in his tracks.
But he's not dead though.
As you look up, you can see one of the aliens has kind of clung to the ceiling, has taken its tail right through the top of Tom's head.
Yeah.
Oh, because this man, is what he fantastic.
Hey, he did a craster.
He did a craster.
Right, I'm shooting at it.
Yeah.
Shoot it.
This is going to draw more aliens, but what the fuck? It's the only thing we can do.
What we're here for.
All right.
I rolled a 12.
A 13.
21.
19.
All
right, let's see if this alien could even dodge
15.
This.
15, it's a 15.
Who got the highest?
21, I did.
21.
And then 15.
8,
and then
19. 10.
Oh, 19, and then
yeah,
15.
Yeah, you hit him.
All right.
Good.
You hit him, roll damage.
Pew, pew.
Ooh, I rolled a 6 on my wild die. I rolled another 6 on my wild die.
Wow.
That's okay. So that's 12, 7, plus another 6 here is...
Wait, are you going to dodge?
Yeah.
19.
We're not underneath it. It's way over where Tom was. It's up diagonally
20,
in front of us.
29 damage.
You hit it. You hit it right in the chest. It bounces off its armor carapace. It just hisses at you and darts right back up into the vent.
What the fuck?
It rolled 32 defense.
Oh my God.
However, the security fence does drop. as Tom's body hits the floor.
Sweet. All right, let's make it through
Tom,
the reactor.
You
let's
totally
just barrel
got
there.
What you deserved.
Get the fuck to the reactor.
Go. We're running. We're running.
All right, you guys run. Yeah. Security gate number 2.
Okay, did we get Tom? Oh, we should probably get the...
Should probably go back and get that
code. Let's get
code.
The cylinder. Okay, so I'll go back and get it and run back.
Roll me your dexterity.
All right, fuck. Whoop. Probably need that die, yeah.
I'm ready to lay down cover fire when he's running back to us.
All right.
If he's being chased.
Mm-hmm. Same.
16.
All right. Let's see what happens.
And so are the other 7 stormtroopers.
Yeah.
What did you roll again?
16.
16.
It's just really great to be back.
Surprisingly,
man. I just gotta say this.
You get to the thing just as another alien does. Oh. However, you both neither have the advantage nor disadvantage. You got there both at the exact same time. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna hit it with my fucking flamethrower.
All right, so you just reach out your hand and start flaming, just roll damage. There's no way you're gonna miss.
You're like
a lot. Shit. That was a 5, 4, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
You're like Mega Man. Right. Arm cannoning him to pew pew.
What did you roll again?
14.
14? He got 16. Oh. So a lot of the gel from your flamethrower hits him, but it doesn't ignite because he is so close. So he kind of looks at you, hisses, and now he's going
like
to try.
A bad Joe Bluth trick.
Well, I mean, all this is like we can hear this over the comms, so we don't take the
you
can run
see
back.
He's not far. He's like, what? Like,
probably from here to that door.
Yeah, okay, I'm shooting back. I'm shooting at him.
As you shoot, can I ready a dodge so that when he. Can I, as an action?
Good idea.
The alien moves first.
Oh, yeah, I mean, when they shoot, that is.
Yeah, you can roll a dodge.
And so are the 8-7 other stormtroopers.
So you guys are all going to lay him with fire?
Yeah. I rolled a 15.
I rolled a 16.
All right, 10, 14, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 19. Okay, roll me, you have to be in a 19 to resist damage.
On strength?
Yes.
So I don't want to roll all these little die each for the
stormtroopers. I get extra dice for my natural armor and my suit.
Can I roll my little tiny die for the stormtroopers?
Sure.
Like, just how would it be? Just one die for each of them?
One die for each of them.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Looking for
five,
anything above
six,
a 5.
7.
Yeah. Okay. This is so much fun, you guys. It's so great to be back in command.
10.
Oh, that's actually 19. 1, 2, 3.
25.
25. Okay. What happens is the alien whips around its tail, tries to skewer you, whips right by your head. You could potentially grab its tail if you wanted to.
These guys are peppering, though, right?
Yeah, these guys.
Three of the troopers hit.
All right, so three of the troopers hit. Let's see if Buddy survives this barrage.
Yeah, I'm going to wait to see what happens at these barrage before anything happens.
This is like the hallway battle in New Hope.
Yeah.
Only we're all troopers and we're fighting Xenomorphs.
The alien takes some of the shots. He's definitely wounded. He's leaking acid from an abdomen wound.
I hope he spins around in a circle and then the whole thing falls out underneath him.
So his tail went by me just as he's getting shot.
Yeah, so he like kind of spun around like that. Now, some of the blaster fire has had the fortunate effect of knocking down the second security field.
Oh, good.
Yeah, right, it did.
All right, so what should I do? I think I'm just going to
Run like a motherfucker.
Okay, so you run like a motherfucker into the reactor core. You come to this huge, basically, LCD screen.
Yep.
And it's displaying power
1080p.
Throughout the ship.
Okay.
It's give you a set of startups, sequences. You have to punch in a series of codes via the computer, which you will use using Tom's.
Yep.
Security clearance, and then there is a valve at the end of the room, which has to be turned twice.
I relay that information. Okay. I get somebody over to the valve.
Twix.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so Twix runs over to the valve. He starts cranking it.
And I enter the codes because...
And we're all...
Hey, kid, I'm a computer.
Like me and the 6 other troopers are all scanning the room, watching intently. We've all got our helmet lights on, and we're going to provide any cover for either Twix or Anne here.
Okay, you all need to roll perception.
All right.
So you're going to roll for the troopers. 6 is what I'm looking for.
Okay, now I have a +1 to command. Can I use that in this roll?
Yes.
I rolled a 15.
So. Roll a 15.
I also rolled a 15.
Okay.
I rolled a 13.
I rolled a 13.
Well, you don't quite see them coming, but you hear them. You can hear just more thumping of metal and tearing of metal. As you see, probably about 50 of these things just come out of the woodwork. Okay. But they're not attacking.
Huh. What?
Oh, hi. Hi, everyone. Listen, we're all going to kill you now.
They all just kind of stop, look at you, and just start hissing.
That didn't mean something bigger coming?
Twix has turned the core. He's like, hit the power now!
So, yeah.
All right, and so then you get to the power chopper. Button.
Yep.
Everything lights up. All the emergency lights come up. You are surrounded by probably about 100 of these things.
Wow.
Hey.
However, they're still not attacking.
And we still have that E-web.
Okay, so why? Yes. Let's, you know what? Let's just slowly back out. If they're not attacking.
Yeah. The aliens just kind of look at you as best they could with no eyeballs.
How close are we to the hangar already?
Probably about 200 meters.
Wait, were we heading to the reactor or the hangar? I can't remember.
They're on the way, so we are 200 meters away.
We are in the hangar.
Okay.
In the reactor.
Part of the reactor.
The hangar.
We're in the reactor.
But you got to pass through med lab.
We're at the halfway point.
Okay. All right.
Oh, so it would med
we're
lab
in.
Be
we're in between
here?
the equidistance from the reactor to the hangar.
Med lab, hangar.
Can I roll? Can we roll like intuition to try and figure out why they're not attacking? If we have like something that we see,
maybe investigation.
That's more search.
So what would be? What would it be?
It would just be a perception check.
Yeah, it would be a perception check.
All right, I'm gonna roll. Yeah, perception.
I'm looking for anything above a 15.
Remember, I have beast riding as a skill.
Six.
I'm going to use a force point to double this to 16.
You look up.
Hold on. I'm going to use a character point to add an extra roll. I have a 21.
You look up in.
I rolled 10.
You look up in the ceiling. You see just this. You picture the Rancor alien, but about four times its size.
Yeah.
There's this huge ovipositor attached to it where you can just see it dropping eggs onto the upper walkway. You guys walked right past it, didn't even see it.
Guys.
You just see it look at you.
Don't look up.
I look at the other stormtroopers and go, you guys suck. You were supposed to be checking.
The queen starts to lower herself down, the ovipositor following with her. Looks at you, just starts hissing.
Yeah, she would.
I'm going to shoot a... Oh, wait, no, we're in the reactor, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, do I want to shoot a... Oh, a grenade wouldn't... Like, if I shot with a grenade, it wouldn't... The reactor is not that unstable, is it? I don't know. What do you guys think? Should I shoot it with a grenade?
We are on a very damaged ship. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Well, I'm a technological...
Could we sneak out quietly?
You could try.
Like, has she noticed...
She's lowering.
She's lowering. She's hissing.
She's just hissing. So let's just leave.
Yeah, can we just try leaving?
Yeah.
All right. You guys just start backing out through MedLab. The alien warriors and drones just start backing up and letting you leave.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. All right.
All right.
Let's get
you guys.
Twix is back with us now, right? Yeah.
You don't know where he is.
Twix.
Whatever. Just keep going.
Oh, I kind of liked him.
So you guys start walking through MedLab.
Yep.
Start walking through it. You start hearing very loud, just bam, bam, as you hear something heavy hit the deck plates.
The queen's name is Pam?
Yes. You hear this.
It is now. I love
hear this monstrous screech and then a small explosion. Reactor core damaged.
Wait, was that your thermal?
It wouldn't be. I didn't detonate it.
But could it have gone? A chain reaction had gone off.
No, we would be dead if it was the
Twix.
Thermal. We would all be dead right now. Twix is doing something in there. He's fighting.
All you hear is that you hear a small explosion, him screaming, "You bloody monster!" and just blaster fire. Then eventually, just this gut wrenching scream.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
We'll warn Twix later. Let's go.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay. So you guys start
Janos. We're Janos telling him, you know, if he's alive and if he's in the shuttle, start warming up those engines.
Warm up the engines and then what's her character's name again? I'm sorry. Rivik. Rivik and I are heading to the canopy. Yeah.
All right, then. You don't get any response from Janos, but you hear hissing over the comm.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. That's fine. We'll just kill everything in the hangar. Yeah, okay. We still have 5 stormtroopers.
Right. You guys start bolting. You just hear the queen thumping after you.
Above us?
No. She's on the same level as you.
Should we...
Behind us.
Should I order the stormtroopers to hold her off?
Yeah, hold back. Yeah, tell them to hold back. Use their E-web. Do whatever the fuck
they can.
Set
up the E-web. Hold them as long as you can.
All right, the stormtroopers both turn around, or the ones that are on the gun turn around, and they're like, we'll do what we can. The other stormtroopers start looking around the room.
Why?
Because in the corner of the room, because you're in the med lab / test area, one of them spots an AT-PT.
Oh, fuck.
Which is an armored, all-terrain, personal transport. Basically, it's a... Imagine a chicken walker scaled down.
We just got our ride out of here.
Yeah. Yep. So there are six of them.
Oh, God.
And you can all operate them.
Yep, so let's hop in the AT-PT.
Yeah, let's go. Right. Who wants to drive? I can drive if you want.
There's six of them.
So
there's six of them.
Oh, okay.
So two stormtroopers
are manning the guns
on the web. Two stormtroopers in the AT-PTs. One stormtrooper fucking getting the short straw. he's sticking with the E-web.
Yep. So
he's
going to
hold it down.
Yep. He just starts for the Empire the area with fire. No, the queen.
Don't pay attention to that
takes
command.
Both of the doors off the other end of the room, rips them. They go flying apart. The E-Web starts blasting, starts lacing the queen with blaster fire. She starts screaming, grabs a beam from above, and just whips it forward. Does she hit the troopers?
Okay, but we're in these armored vehicles by now, right?
Yeah.
We're getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You see,
I don't even want to be looking behind. I don't actually care what happens
to
them.
You hear
a
small explosion as likely the beam hit the little battery of the E-Web. But you guys are all in your armored train, personal transports.
Yeah.
The other stormtroopers are turning on their like AT-PTs, and you guys just start booting it, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
You start running.
Any blast doors in the way are being opened now.
Yeah, okay. Your blaster cannons on these things do 5D. Start rolling 5D, everybody.
Yeah.
Because it's easy terrain, you do not have to roll for terrain.
Do you want me to roll for the other two stormtroopers?
Yeah, looking for sixes.
Two ones.
Oh, I break that. I beat that quite a bit.
What do we got to beat?
22.
No, 18. No. I was rolling for the two stormtroopers, and each got one.
All right. So,
18.
All right. So you guys blast open the doors. Mm-hmm. The two stormtroopers and the other AT-PTs fall behind. The queen grabs them by the legs, whips them against the side.
Great. More fodder. Whatever. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Queen starts running towards you guys faster and faster.
27.
Each of you roll mechanical.
Oh, I'm good at that.
Okay, well, you asked us to roll 5D.
Yep. So you blasted doors.
So 27.
The door to the hangar is clear.
That's great.
I rolled a 6 on my wild die.
Me too.
Mechanical. Yeah, I don't have anything to add to that, so it's just going to be the 2D.
I have 12 to my mechanical, unless there's anything else to add to that.
Hold on, 6. 25. 18, 24, 27, 30, 31. Did anybody roll near that?
What?
I got
31.
I got a 9.
Hold on. I'm gonna spend a character point and add a die.
Okay.
Now, what do the force points do? They double?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do a character point to add another die.
You can only spend one at a time.
Well, you know what? I got a 9, so it's not worth it to double that.
What was I supposed to beat?
31.
And what do
no
ties
way
do
I'm
in this?
That.
Ties go to the player, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so then I rolled 27, added another 4, so 31.
All right, you crank up the accelerator on your AT-PT. Boom, 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 boom. You make it right to the hangar,
Yeah.
And you're right at the gangway up to the shuttlecraft.
Are there, there's shuttle there. Are there any visible aliens in here right now?
Yeah, they're crawling all over everything, but they're not attacking.
Okay, are there any, are there TIE fighters in here as well?
Yes, at the far end of the hangar.
Okay, and ours is at the closer end of the hangar?
Yes.
Cool, all right.
Do we all... Just basically get into the hangar.
Anne was the one who booted ahead. What's happening to the three of us?
Who got the lowest?
I won't probably.
We both got 9.
Nines.
So what happens is the queen catches both of you, grabs your AT-PTs by the top. There's like a grill up top where you basically open it up, grabs open the grills, drags you both, bam, right into the walls, keeps running past you.
Oh, hey. That's
now,
awkward.
Roll me strength to bust out of the wrecked walkers.
Hey, I'm good with this. Oh, I've got lifting. Oh, that's but no bonuses.
How long would it take me to reach a TIE fighter? In my AT-PT.
About 2 rounds.
Okay, and the queen's
what
moving
did we need to beat?
Pretty fast, eh?
Uh-huh. To open the door on the walker, an 18.
What?
It is crunched metal. You're lucky you're not dead.
I rolled 2 sixes.
Yep, it's a 12.
And then a 1 on my wild die.
I'm just going to count that because I don't want you to die.
I rolled a 7.
You just can't get out.
Okay, but
it's not to say someone couldn't free you.
I'm going to get out.
Okay.
And see that he's not getting out.
Yeah, you can see Steve. What happened on Steve's walker is the queen crushed the door so tight.
Great.
You could probably blast it.
Yeah.
All right.
Stand back.
Yeah, I'm going to dodge as best I can.
Just press yourself against the wall.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
You press yourself against the wall, start blasting the door. Eventually, the door on the walker.
Oh, yeah.
The door on the walker gives way.
Eventually, okay. It happened on the first shot, you guys.
Then I'm busting myself out of there.
So you guys start running towards the hangar.
Busted makes me feel good. Sorry?
You guys are going to start running towards the hangar?
Shoot the queen. Yeah. Shoot the queen.
Good.
Shoot the queen.
Because there's more aliens coming up behind the queen now.
Can I throw fragments?
You can.
I want to do that.
All right, so you start running. Like, holy shit.
I toss 2 of the incendiary grenades behind me to lay down a wall of fire.
Yeah, basically what happens, you guys throw a party surprise. The aliens hit this wall of flak and fire. You've cooked and exploded a good chunk of them.
Yeah, that's right, we did.
Good.
Nice.
But we're still running like motherfuckers.
You're running like motherfuckers. You are at the TIE Fighter now.
Yep, and I am... What's around me? How many aliens are around me?
None right now. No?
Then I am exiting my personal transport and entering the TIE Fighter, booting her up.
All right, that'll take, say, 3 rounds for you to get into it.
All right.
Okay, so you're out of the action for 3 rounds.
Gotta pick that thing apart
right,
like
so
pulling
you have arrived at the gangway of the ship.
Okay.
What are you gonna do? You gonna hop out?
Oh man,
I probably would.
I gotta get out of there.
All right, so you jump out of your ATPT.
Yeah,
you run up the gangway of the ship, start running into the cockpit.
Yeah,
roll me perception.
Oh no,
that's
Janos was in there.
Janos,
oh Janos,
we hardly chest bursted you.
seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Roll me your strength.
Does he have a money?
Oh, no. Okay.
Not our pilot!
I really hope our pilot gets a facehugger. I'm just, for narrative purposes.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Okay, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Okay, 18. I'm just adding this up. So, 10, 16, 19, 20, 21. You are impaled through the shoulder by the alien tail. A big creature just comes behind you, stabs you through the tail.
Yeah.
It is reaching around to pull you forward.
It always happens to the pilot in the science fiction show.
Yeah, damn.
Like a leaf in the wind.
Shit.
My heart, it hurts.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, can I shoot at it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to shoot at it with my blaster. Oop. Okay. I don't know if I should. Okay, 6. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right, you take your blaster barrel, you shove it right in its mouth, boom, blows out right over the back of the ship. The alien corpse drops to the floor.
Okay, cool.
So you start immediately getting things going. Ship starts coming up.
There was nothing on the line if you didn't work that out.
Oh, my God.
Your TIE fighter is now active.
The force fields and these things go down automatically when the ship leaves.
You're saying that took 3 rounds for him to spool that TIE fighter up.
Because you guys had to get out of your...
We've been running for 3 rounds then.
Yeah.
So where are we?
You guys are now in the main hangar.
Yeah,
you can bolt right towards the ship.
I'm bolting towards the shuttle.
Okay, each of you roll me dexterity one last time.
Da 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 da.
10.
Da 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 da.
This ain't no chariots of fire.
What's
did either of you beat a 15?
Oh,
no, I got 13.
No,
I got 15. Because it's plus 2 on my dexterity.
All right,
thank God for those pip points.
You take a running stride. You throw yourself up the gangway. Arbonne is just behind you. The queen reaches you.
No.
Stomps her foot down right in front of you.
And
just starts hissing and starts taking a slash. You do get a dodge.
I'm dodging. Dodge.
Yes.
Fuck.
I also want to... Because I'm imagining I'm diving for home base here.
Yeah, basically.
I'm jumping into the shuttle. I want to turn around and toss one more incendiary grenade onto the queen.
But I'm right there, you asshole.
You run the chance of hitting Steve.
Yeah, but I want to light her on fire.
I'll light her on fire, fucker.
Okay, I'll just shoot at it with my blaster.
All right, so...
While all this is happening, Rivik has got the ship going. You're already starting to hover.
Better yet, while he's fighting her, I'm going to get ready with my repeater to shoot it out the back of the shuttlecraft.
All right. Have I cleared the hangar yet?
Yes.
All right.
You are in space.
I activate my comm link on a secure channel.
Yep.
And I mention to an unknown source, I got what I came here for, and I activate my thermal detonator.
Another explosion rocks the ship.
Oh, no.
The lights all fail. Okay, so you turn around, start lacing the creature with your blaster. Steve, roll me your dodge.
Okay, come on. Wait, is it 4D plus 1, so that's 5D?
Is it plus 1 or plus 1D?
Plus 1.
Then you just add a 1 to it.
Oh, okay. Right. What do I need to beat?
10.
Yeah, I knew it was only
15,
a matter of time.
17.
Never trust a droid.
You can use your force point, Steve. I would.
Oh, I don't think I need to. 12. How much? What do I need to beat?
17.
Yeah, I'm going to use my force point.
All right, so you double your roll.
So that is
30-something?
It's 30.
All right, so you dramatically spin out of the ray. Justin throws his incendiary grenade.
Oh, no, I was pulling... I was pulling out the repeater. I was going to start machine gunning out of the back of
the
shuttle.
You basically start lacing the queen right in the face. This is the sound you start to hear.
Whoa.
Reactor critical. 15 seconds.
Okay, did I dodge myself sort of like up onto the gangplay?
Yeah, you are crawling, pulling yourself up.
Yeah, okay, good.
So the gangway closes, your shuttle clears.
Okay,
I'm heading to the cockpit.
I rolled a 20 there with the damage, with the attack on the repeater as the door was closing. But
let me say, just to say, you took the queen right through the neck. So she's bleeding acid everywhere, rolling, screaming around.
Yeah, I rolled like a.
So
really
you guys
good
clear the shuttle. You're a little bit farther out past them. You see their shuttle clear. The Star Destroyer, you see an explosion near the rear of the ship.
Well,
another explosion.
Well, TIE Fighter is a short-range vessel. It doesn't have hyperdrive. So you're just.
You're screwed.
You're floating. Oh, well.
Well, I've got. I'm not worrying about my.
Yeah, they say he's a droid. He doesn't have to worry
he's
about
been
shit.
Been around for 4,000 years.
Is he exactly?
All right.
So what happens is you see the ship take another lurch. It starts to kind of turn over like this. It starts to peer towards the planet. It's probably stuck in the nearest planet's gravity well.
Oh,
starts
man.
To blow up. It goes catastrophically nuclear.
Do we make it? The shuttle?
When he blew, you guys make it right out of the blast radius.
Okay, good.
And, whatever was left to
good
that
piloting
thing,
skills.
If it wasn't destroyed by the thermal detonator explosion, the gravity of the planet would probably crush it.
Wow.
So just boom, you guys have escaped.
The comm channel is still open, but I guess, never trust a droid.
Yeah.
We've learned a valuable lesson this day. I now have a new thing to hunt.
I now have a new bounty, apparently. Wait, no.
Yeah, why would I have a new bounty?
Exactly.
No, you know what? This is personal.
I did what I thought made sense. I didn't think you'd make it. I got rid of the whole thing, got out of there.
Right.
No, he didn't purposely try to kill us.
What was that?
Yeah.
Are you still talking to us?
Yeah.
Is this still a team? What is this?
Yeah, what the hell?
You still there? And
I thought we had something. We were good together. We were working good together.
All right.
You see.
Oh, where's Janos? Oh, he's dead.
You see,
You
should probably check the ship too, just to make sure.
Janos emerges from one of the under parts of the ship.
Does he have any chest pains?
Yeah.
He doesn't look. He looks like he's had the shit kicked out of him. But he's like, can we just go home?
I want to lock him in the med bay just in case.
All right. You lock him in the med bay. You guys,
give an ultrasound.
I'm presuming, you guys going to examine him?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you already know what I'm going to say.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Oh, I just, out the airlock. I don't care.
Janos was a lost cause.
Bullet through the head.
With the data that was extracted, did you download it into their computers?
No, it was all in me.
All in you?
Oh.
Do you want to advise them or anything?
I advise them on things.
You tell them Janos can be saved if he's put into Bacta immediately.
And that was the last message we got.
That was the last one you got from me. I heard the screams.
From Betrayal Bot.
Yeah.
Betrayal.
So
you have won this day, more or less.
But not really. We got screwed by our buddy Julian here.
But you know the Empire has terrifying bioweapons.
Julian turned into a Judas.
And they can deploy them at any time, anywhere.
Yeah, I guess I won't be clearing my name anytime soon, and then just kill the whole platoon of stormtroopers under my command. That was fun while it lasted.
Let's put Janos in the back to tank.
Yeah.
Disguise.
Right, so you guys put Janos into the back to tank. He goes to sleep saying, just don't let me end up like that. And with that, you guys meet up with General Ryken and the rest of the Rebel fleet, tell them what has happened, and they're like, we have to stop this. Whoever this Grand Admiral Thrawn is, whatever he's been doing out here in the Outer Regions, the Outer Rim, has got to stop. And Corneria. It is Star Wars.
Yeah.
And credits. So that was Star Wars Leviathan. Brought to you by NobleKnight.com and OffWorldDesigns.com. We're gonna do our debrief show, guys, next, where we talk about what happened with Star Wars and Aliens, the crossover, and get thoughts from our players, from two of our new players and two of our gold noties. So, guys, until next time, we will be back on the Twig Debrief Show. We have been
Steve Snowball Sailor,
Julian Benedict Arnold Spillane,
Erica Sabo,
Justin Mr. Eacock,
and I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd, saying, may the Force be with you.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!